We will win. Every belief system is a window of a champion's brain. If we look into a champion's brain, then we can learn a lot and apply it in our life. That's why after watching these work ethic, implement at least one of these in your life. Tips for implementation of work ethic are in the last of the video. The first thing we can see in Kobe Bryant is to be driven. Bryant says, "My journey starts in Philadelphia, where my dad gives me basketball at the age of 3. His dad, also a professional player, who decided to play in Europe after playing in NBA for 8 years. 6-year-old Kobe adjusted in Italy because in Italy there is football culture. There is a football goal post on a basketball court where children play football the whole day. Kobe says, "I also play football with those children. And when in the evening everyone is gone, then till night I practice basketball alone for 3-4 hours. Next 7 years, Kobe practiced alone on that court. After playing alone for 7 years, drive of intense hard work developed inside him. And when he's back in the USA at the age of 13, boom, he's became an emerging star in the basketball world. His high school was state champion for 4 years straight, and he became the best high school player in the country. By watching his hard work and drive, his coach says that Kobe Bryant is going to be the best. I saw everywhere that people procrastinate for work and go for shortcuts. Finding a solution to any problem where it takes the brain and hard work. Then people became anxious because it's in belief system that don't spend anything more if you can compromise in less. And compromising became a habit and then in our life. On the other hand, truth is, as much we do hard work on our body and brain, they are going to be as efficient. And that's what Kobe believes. Jay Williams, who plays for another team, says, "I always work more and put efforts more than other players. It gives me confidence. That day, match was at 7 p.m. I thought that I'll go at 3 p.m. and then I practice 400 shots. After then, I relax and take recovery for the game. When I go there at 3 p.m, I saw that Kobe is practicing already. Then I practice for 1 hour. Then I saw Kobe is still going." William says, "When I came, Kobe was drenched in sweat and he is still going on. He didn't time pass in practice. He is doing top level game moves." In an NBA game, there is an average of 90 points scored by one team. In that game, only Kobe scored 40 points. William says, "I asked Kobe, 'Why you were in practice so early?' Kobe says, 'I saw when you came, but I want to let the world know that no matter how much you practice, I always going to do more than you.'" Jay Williams says, "I saw that day. What is the thought process of a top player? The thing is not about top player. Until you put the time in anything, you can't do anything best. I will not be satisfied if I don't give my 100%. Kobe says that if your job is to be the best player in the basketball, then what is the basics you have to do? You have to do work on skills used in game, and with that, mental and physical training. You have to practice as much as possible, and for all that, you need time." Kobe says, "If you wake up at 8 and start training at 10, then you did 10 to 12 training session and then recovery, and then 3 to 5 training session and then recovery, and then last training session 7 to 8 and then recovery. Late night training is not good for an athlete because it can disturb your hormone cycle." Then Kobe says, "If I wake up at 3 and then start at 4, then my first session is 4 to 6 and then second session is 9 to 11 and third session is 2 to 4 and the last session is 6 to 8. Now see how much I work just by waking up at 3 AM, and then time passes, week, month, year, and my training has become so much better than others. Interviewer asks, is there drive in you? Is genetic? Kobe says, according to me, it's common sense, because I know other players' training time. If I want to make an advantage, then I have to train more than others. Kobe says, I started it in high school. In the morning, class starts 7:45, and I reached there at 5, where I practiced with coach, and after the school, I watched game clips at home and tried to understand more about the game, and then training in evening. Kobe says, today also I train alone in the morning because no one around in that early morning. Then interviewer says, drive, ethic or discipline, how you learn it? Kobe says, what is more important for you? For me, it was basketball. If on any day I feel like I didn't give 100% today, then I can't sleep at night. Now we are at very crucial point in work ethic. Like we saw, work ethics developed by self-belief. As you think about yourself, as you work with honesty and passion. Beliefs are those thoughts that we can follow without doubting them, and then those beliefs become our reality. Like if we wear green goggles, then everything is green. Just like that, if you feel that life is tough or you are not capable, then every work going to be hard for you. Then the question is that, how we can change our belief system? According to NLP, there is a simple and effective way is, if you want to break any belief or thought pattern, then connect them with huge pain. Let's take Kobe's example. If on any day I feel like I didn't give 100% today, that day I can't sleep at night. Like that, if I didn't put my 100% or every last ounce in my body in that work, then I'm never going to improve it. Everyone is going to leave me behind, and then I could not do anything about it. I'm going to be alone forever, and I can't do justice with myself. Only by thinking that, you can feel that your whole nervous system is ready for action. Because our brain always wants to move forward from pain to pleasure. At that time, using that energy, you can say that from today, 100% focus is my strength. I'm going to make my strength my power. And as goes one by one, we are going to make a powerful belief system. We can't see our negative belief every day, only we can see them in a bigger picture. As we know the truth, as fast we want to run from them, because our brain always wants to go from pain to pleasure. That is our leverage. If you want to make a new belief system, then you have to first free up the space with the old belief system. If you like that, then you are also going to like work ethic of Lionel Messi. Play it now or save it for later. And do subscribe the channel. We will win.